You're listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
This beautiful Friday. Mm-hmm. And he says, thank God it is what?
Friday.
But thank God it's every day.
And we're here to see it.
And we're here to see it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Because this is the day the Lord has made. And I am glad, and I will rejoice in it. Like I always say, I make a quality decision to rejoice today in this day. I made a quality decision to rejoice in every day that God has given me an opportunity to live out.
And it's a choice. So we have to get our opinion out of the way and choose to rejoice. Choose to make each day count. Choose to operate from the place that this is the day that the Lord has made. This is not the day that the devil has made to torment you. This is the day that the Lord has made. So we must forsake our own opinions. And in the book of Jonah, we see that Jonah's opinions got him in a lot of different circumstances and a lot of different trouble that he brought on himself by going with his opinions.
And we say this here, and we always, one of our, the foundation and the cornerstone of our belief system and teaching is faith, excellent understanding, right? So faith, excellent understanding. So whatever we do has the element of what? Faith in it. Whatever we do have the element of what? Excellent in it. Whatever we do have the element of understanding. So on this radio program, where I'm going somewhere, so just follow me. I'm going somewhere this morning. And this radio program, every day we open this radio show, this teaching, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say it every day. Now, get this meaning why we say it. Because the program is Make Your Day Count. Get it? So, here, in order for you to make your day count, you first have to realize that this day is the day the Lord has made, and now you're rejoicing in it, and you're going to be glad, so you will make your day count. So make your day count.
Well, how do we make our day count? By doing the things that we were sent in the earth to do. That is how we make our day count. We are fully available unto God. We are ambassadors, the Bible tells us, to Christ Jesus. It's as God is pleading through us for the souls of other people. So you make your day count by smiling. You make your day count by being kind and compassionate. You make your day count by working the steps of the goals that have been set forth from the vision that God has given you in the invisible. You write down that blueprint. You begin to build little by little each and every day. You know, Pastor Beckford, he teaches really strongly for us not to get overwhelmed trying to do everything in one day. Each day has an assignment. So when God went through creation, each day had an assignment. And after he finished the assignment for that day, he didn't jump into the work for the next day. He took time to see what he did was good and to just chill in the goodness of life.
What he did, make his day count. You know, he always make his day count.
Not try to do, oh, I just finished day one. Let me grab what I'm supposed to do in the next 6 days and do it today, or the next 5 days and do it today. No, each day has its own assignment. Each day has its own part, and it's little by little, we advance. Little by little, we possess the promised land, little by little.
And, you know, people always ask me, Pastor Beckford, you look so young. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Well, I just made my day count. I just do one day at a time. Mm-hmm. I always say, man, I only got one day, today. Tomorrow? Mm-hmm. No, I got one, today. Therefore, I'm going to live my best life when?
Today.
I'm going to be happy when? Today. I'm going to be joyful when?
Today.
Some people waiting for that. Mm-hmm. I tried to wait for tomorrow for all of that. Tomorrow, there's no such thing as tomorrow. There's always today.
Mm-hmm. And there's provision for today.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things we worry about is our money for 2 weeks in 2 weeks that we need and a month that we need and this time next year that we need or when our kids get college age. We worry about all this, but God has given us our daily provision, our daily bread for each and every day. I know as long as I've been alive, I have never suffered the things that have come to my come to my mind. Oh, this is going to happen. This is going to It has never happened. Each and every day, God, he provides for us. And they learned that lesson with the manna.
Yeah.
Their manna was released each and every day. It was the provision for the day. They had to get up early and go get it before the sun got hot. Because once the sun got hot, it melted away. So if they didn't get up early in the morning and go get their manna, there was no manna left by midday. It was gone. So they had to go out in the morning. They had to be disciplined throughout their day to gather it. And then they were told to gather however much they needed. And if they gather too much, thinking, well, I'm going to just be greedy and get a whole bunch, the Bible says that it grew worms and it stank during the night. But we also know that on the day before the Sabbath, when they were told to get a double portion, that it did not grow worms and it did not stink. So there was nothing wrong with the manna. It was disobedience that caused it to grow worms and stink. So we can't be trying to just get so much that we don't do anything else. So God, he is very strategic. He wants us to live a balanced life in every area. Because Pastor Beckford always teaches, you can have a lot of money, but if you're sick, it don't mean nothing.
Don't mean nothing.
You miss out on your family, your children growing up, don't mean nothing.
So, yes. Here's a revelation, Dan. Mm-hmm. This is a big-time revelation. Mm-hmm. God, in creation, how did he say? Morning and evening was first day. Mm-hmm. Morning and evening was second day. Morning and evening. Mm-hmm. For him, is what day? Mm-hmm. Check this out. God, morning and evening, mm-hmm. complete day. He do everything morning and in that day. This is the day, morning and evening. Mm-hmm. It was the first day. Look at Genesis, God. Never worry about the sixth, seventh day. Just the morning and the evening. First day, morning and evening. Second day, morning and evening. Third day, morning and evening. Mm-hmm. Fourth day, morning and evening. Fifth day, morning and mm-hmm. evening. Sixth day, morning and evening. Seventh day, a rest. That's mm-hmm. it. That's it. So that's why we say, this is the day. This day. Do it. When?
Today.
Live mm-hmm. your best life today. Mm-hmm. Now, right now. Make mm-hmm. it count today. Mm-hmm. Try to. Oh, I'm going to make it count next day. Oh, you know about next day. Mm-hmm. I've no idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do all of this thing tomorrow or the next day or the next day. Mm-hmm. And we so consume so many things with that day that we miss the joy of today. Mm-hmm. And all I'm saying, that don't miss the joy mm-hmm. of what? Today. The blessing of what?
Today.
We got to just do mm-hmm. your thing today. Mm-hmm. This day come for me to do certain things, and I will do my best to get it done. Mm-hmm. And like I was talking to you, Dad, you know, that when I go home, my brain shut off.
Yeah.
It's done. I ain't thinking about nothing. I go home, my brain shut down, mm-hmm. man. He don't put no toss before it. It doesn't do anything. If you give me a toss, it's going to be messed up. But comes the next day, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm sharp, man, like a sharp knife.
Because what worrying and all that does is – it causes us then not to be able to rest.
Yes,
and if we can't rest in the night, then it sets us up for not being prepared for the next day.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us in Psalm 91, verse 5, it says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night. So there's terror that the enemy brings by night. And it's a direct result of worrying and meditating on the wrong things. It brings that terror by night. And it also tells us in the Word of God that he gives his beloved sleep. It's vain, the Bible says, for you to stay up late and worry. It's vanity. So he gives his beloved sleep. And it also says that he gives sweet sleep unto his people. Because during that time, during the night, that is meant to be a time of refreshing. Our physical bodies need it. The clarity of our mind depends on a good night's rest. Our body regenerates and heals itself in our sleep during the night. So it's a very important thing. So the enemy brings that disturbance in the night, starting from worrying throughout the day. Because why are people up during the night? Because they're worrying. Worrying from the pattern that they set in that day, and they set in that week, and they set in that month, worrying and trying to change, they wishing things were different instead of operating in the midst of the circumstances. God has taught us, the Word teaches us, that we are well able to operate in the midst of our enemies. We are well able to eat from that buffet table right in the presence of our enemy. So we don't need to be worrying about, oh, this enemy, that enemy. No, you are well able to eat at that table that has been prepared in the presence of your enemies. You are well able. God got you. He provides. He said, we said earlier this week in John chapter 10 that he is the door. We could go in and out and find pasture. There's a perpetual return on the gifting that he has given onto you. There's a perpetual return on your life position. We were teaching heavily a few weeks ago about when the dry hay is removed, that the tender grass shows forth and the herbs of the mountain then is brought in. So little by little, we have to work with what we have. Don't worry about what you don't have. God only expects you to work with what you have. Do not worry about what you don't have. Begin to work with what you have. When the hay is used up, it revealed the tender grass. So when one provision ends, the next one is revealed. When Elijah was fed by the ravens and that dried up, he went to the widow. There was always provision. As long as God is guiding you, he will take you and from one season of provision to the other. And he is guiding you, but you have to allow him to be your guide. You have to allow him
to be your guide.
And Pastor teaches us about the difference between a tour guide and a travel agent. A travel agent can talk the talk, but they've never been through to walk the walk. The travel guy knows the terrain.
Yes.
He didn't just see a picture of it, but he can help you navigate to go through it. So God, he is our guide. He is a tour guide as we pass through this earth. And he will teach, the Holy Spirit teaches us all things, brings the Word of God into remembrance. There is nothing that is too hard for you. There is no secret that God will not reveal to you. There is no wisdom that he will not give you if you do not ask, if you ask him for it. So we must ask him for wisdom, and he gives on to all who ask. It tells us that in James. And then it tells us to be a doer of the word, to be a doer of the work, and that one will be rewarded. So when we hear it, then we also got to put in that other part, which is to do it. And anything that we do in faith, anything that we do with God, it will bring forth a return. It will make us prosper. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Time to let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and